Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of How We Roll Podcast.
Hi.
We're an RPG-based podcast, and we focus on Call of Cthulhu, some Dungeons & Dragons, and occasionally one-off campaigns.
Interesting.
If you're interested in contacting us and want to know where you can find our podcasts, you can visit howwerollpodcast.com.
Fancy.
Which offers links to Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, Reddit, and Twitch.
What?
If you enjoy what we do and want to support us, you can donate to us on Patreon.
Oh.
And with that said, let's get on with the show.
Yes, please, please, just get on with the show. Yes.
How We Roll Podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on twitch.tv/How We Roll Podcast.
Ignoring the rope, are there any, like, there'll be oars in a boat this small in case the
motor. Sure, yeah, right? Definitely.
So I'm going to grab an oar and reach it out towards him.
Okay, give me a luck roll.
Johnny Hook, R.I.P. 9 o'clock to half nine.
Oh, I succeed. I was hoping I'd fail and hit him on the head.
Okay, you've managed to get something to him. So you managed to pull Johnny Hook on board, and the boat pulls up at the rocky island. Right in the distance, at the top of a sort of rocky outcrop, you see a very modern-looking red brick building. It does look more like a holiday resort than a sanatorium, a home of the insane. And you can believe that this is the place that rich dilettantes go to detox, as it were. However, every window is in complete blackness. There's a well-worn stone path, steps leading up. It's going to be quite a hike.
I'm sorry about that. That only happens once, maybe twice a month. Probably need a bigger boat. I'll get your bags. You go on up. Get yourselves dry. Talk to Mabel the maid. Say I told you. She'll stick them in the dryers.
I was so rattled by the whole ordeal that I'm still holding on to the waist of Spencer. I'm just stuck there.
Looks like you made a friend there, Spence.
I've got my arms up in the air and I'm like looking at him as he's holding on still. I'm like, you can let go now.
Johnny Hook is on the pier, like shaking his Remington typewriter, getting the water out. He takes off his one shoe, pours water and seaweed out of it.
Leave that here, I'll carry it up for you. Don't worry about it.
And I'm going to start walking up towards, I'm going to take the lead in front of everyone else and just start moving up towards the building.
Okay. It's near dusk. I'd say that it's hard to see and fog is rolling in from the sea. The shore rises up steeply from the end of the dock and the sanatorium can be seen high above. From its vantage point atop the southern cliffs of the island, the huge Georgian revival house seems safe from the sea and storm. So are you guys taking your bags or are you going to let Ebenezer take them?
I am 100% taking my bag.
I'm taking my bag.
I'm going to let Ebenezer do it.
Dilettante, bitches.
I don't really care. because dilettante. Yeah.
Okay, it takes a while to stroll up the dark cliffs. Above you, despite its modern look and I said this kind of rich facade, it something is worrying about it. The fact that there's no lights and the fact that this storm is so serious is kind of pecking at your mind as you approach the building. The large doors are closed and no lights can be seen behind the barred windows on both the first and second floor, or ground and first floor if you're British.
and doing it right.
Place for a holiday.
Just to be clear, British also means Irish. That's just pet peeve of mine. Such a pet peeve.
Perhaps Aldous has had a bit of a power cut.
Knock on the door, try and find this maid.
Okay. The knocker is a bit unusual. Do you want to give me an occult or history roll, anyone who's interested?
I'll do it.
I will as well, because I'm fascinated by everything here from the thing as well. Or do you just want one, Joe?
Is there any chance to use Cthulhu Mythos?
I have no. successfully rolled a 44 out of 60.
Oh my god, okay. I rolled 100 versus 70. I have 70 and I rolled 100. That's 8 fails out of 8.
Okay, so chat, he rolled 100 on a history roll. What horrible thing happened?
By looking at Knocker. For Knuckles. I like Johnny Hook and I've not got to do anything with him yet. I really like this character.
Okay. Kuren's character, Oz, the Knocker, is a modern version of an ancient Egyptian carving. You think it might be an Ankh. So it's a circle with a tail coming off and a, sort of a stylized cross, I guess, across the circle.
Dave, you're an Ankh, aren't you? Mm-hmm. It's a terrible Ankh joke. Come on, puns.
Okay, there's... you can hear shuffling from behind, and a woman's voice comes.
Hold on to your horses there. I'm coming. Oh, hang on. I need to go and get the keys. I'll be back shortly.
And she kind of strolls off into the darkness behind the door. And then she comes back, and there's like a scuffling and a...
Oh, no, these are the wrong keys again.
She strolls off again. At this point, the storm is getting serious, and you are now, if you're not already, you are now soaked to the skin, freezing cold and shivering. Can you all make me spot hidden checks?
Going for 9 out of 9 fails, is it? Lord.
I rolled an 84 against 50.
I'd pass.
I rolled a... 51.
19 versus 60.
20.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Spencer, Johnny Hook, and Oz. To your left, you see a ragged figure stumbling through the raging storm. With his blue gown pasted to his skinny frame, his ribs clearly visible through the thin material, he takes uneven, heavy steps, an inhuman gait like a robotic marionette. He looks up, his eyes wild, pools of limp blackness. In one hand, he carries a huge kitchen knife. In the other, what looks like a child's porcelain doll. Its eyes vacant and horrific, as the man staggering towards you a mere 10 foot away.
I can see your soul at the edges of your eyes. It's corrosive, like acid. You've got demons inside you. I will purge them, won't we, little miss?
He raises the knife and begins to charge towards you.
I pull my gun and shoot him in the head.
Whoa! Just escalated real quick. Is he saying that to all of us or to anyone in particular?
He looked like he was looking at Oz.
Jesus, Duncan.
We've just had a donation, looks like, from Cast. Prayer to the Great Old Ones for Spencer.
Yeah, become inspired, Spencer. 3 minutes ago.
Hey, that's awesome.
So, Spencer, you get to have inspiration, which means you get to roll twice on any roll that you choose. And
like shooting someone in the head might be happening.
So,
I might actually save it, but
I'm gonna ready my pistol. I'm not quite.
I've already shot him. What's going on? Already shot him. It's done. He's dead.
Did you hit him?
Give me the roll.
I don't know. Hang on.
Huck is gonna take out his pencil, lick the tip, and get ready to write what he sees.
Yeah, so you've licked the pencil that's been dunked in the sea at least once.
That's a hard success with a 19 for a hit.
Oh, I still hate you.
Okay, hard success. Can you give me damage?
I certainly can. 12 maximum damage. Right between the eyes.
Do you want to give us a gory description?
As he spits these foul words and starts raising the knife and charging towards us with cowboy-like reflex, I pull the gun out of its holster in my shoulder holster from underneath my jacket, cock the hammer back, shoot once, straight between the eyes. The bullet flies with an explosive bang. Stops running and slowens to a crawling pace. He steps maybe 4 steps before he stops. Small trickle of blood starts going down where his nose, where the hole hits him in the head. the back of his head. After a short spray of blood, you can see just from the top, bone cracked up where the bullets pierced the back of his skull, and his hair has come off, and you can see bits of scalp and things on the floor beside him. He collapses to his knees and falls face first in the dirt.
I'm going to say he tips to one side and slides off the edge of the cliff, leaving a bloody trail before you hear a distant splash. Johnny Huck, Oz, can you make sanity?
Have you seen the update by Joe just there?
No.
Oz and Johnny Huck both get manias. I'm assuming this happens the next time they have sanity rolls. £10 donation from Hanto.
Holy shit, nice.
What have you done?
Hanto, why?
Here we go, boys. I think this is auto-fail sanity rolls.
Auto-fail the sanity rolls.
But I want to roll anyway. I failed. Let's double it.
Okay, so
first I get this, then we'll deal with the one.
There's a chance of two sanity. So he's donated, so we both get a sanity. We've also failed our sanity roll, so it could be a second sanity. Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
Okay, so you both take. So within the game, so let's stick with the rules first, then we'll do the extra one. So you both take. I did that wrong. Sorry. You both take two sanity loss.
Okay. I'm so nervous.
And on top of that, I'm going to have to look up my sanity things. Sorry, do you want to fill it for
a second? Yeah. Can we bitch about how much Hanto just fucked me?
Thank you, Hanto. Yeah,
the only
we
one.
Love
look,
you.
Guys, Agberk and Hanto, thank you very much for your donations. You will join the Wall of Fame. If you don't appear in the Wall of Fame, hit me up on Twitter or Joe up on Twitter. I'm at HowieRollOwen. And Joe is at HWR Podcast. So if that's not up by Sunday on this Twitch page on the Wall of Fame, hit us up on Twitter and call us pricks and like just throw us under a bus to look really bad to all our fans.
Okay. Owen, mania time. Can you give me a D100?
I'd love to roll it. 100 now.
100.
Do I have to do the same?
D100.
It's going to be 100.
Roll, please.
Oh, he rolled 100!
Oh, yes! I should have placed money, man.
We did it. That's
a natural 100.
Okay, with 100.
It's going to be so bad. Stop laughing at me.
With 100, I'm going to say that something has clicked inside you. Something's broken. Seeing this inmate destroyed so casually, just as if he was nothing. Something's clicked inside you, and I think being thrown into the icy water, everything is broken the way that you see the world. And I'm going to give you a choice.
Chat,
so
you have a choice.
You can have ablutomania, a compulsion for washing oneself.
That could be fun. I could like.
You can have zoomania, an insane fondness for animals. I'm not sure if that quite works, but that's 100.
That sounds like bestiality with a peasant name.
It's just bestiality.
It's a rebranding.
Or a graphomania, an obsession with writing everything down.
I kind of have a graphomania as a job, I guess. Okay, so a graphomania. So washing yourself, writing shitloads, or being really fond of animals.
I think a blutomania, this compulsion for washing oneself.
I think it's
perfectly
amazing as well.
Okay, Curring,
actually,
you need D100.
Just, I'm going to give Hunter the call on my Abelia.
I rolled a 74.
Graphomania it is.
Okay. I think we might go with this. Irresistible desire to repeat certain words. Onomatomania.
Onomatomania.
Can that be the word he wants to repeat as well? Onomatomania.
No,
you've got to
give Chat
the automatomania,
chance.
Automatomania.
Automatomania. Automatomania. Automatomania.
I think that would be really good.
Just so we're clear, graphomania, I assume, is the writing down one, is it?
Graphomania is obsession with writing
okay,
everything
down. Okay,
so
Hunter, since he donated, I'll take his one. He wants graphomania. You're an absolute gent, Hunter.
And that suits your character really well.
Automatomania.
But you literally have to write everything down, so as you're walking by, you're taking notes about everything you see, hear, you're writing down what everyone says, just constantly. You know, you can barely speak because you're writing everything, even you say down.
Oh yeah, I have a white shirt, and whenever I'm on the paper, it's going to be on my shirt. I'm writing shit like.
That's just looking off.
So,
the
if
Twitch,
you read what Grosscrate said, so graphomania, autographomania, when used in specifically psychiatric contexts, it It labels a morbid mental condition which results in writing rambling and confused statements, often degenerating into meaningless succession of words or even nonsense called the
graphoria, like diarrhea.
Like diarrhea, okay. Graphoria.
Sounds painful.
The door creaks open. And a tiny old woman. She's in her early 60s, about 5 foot tall. Her hair is grey and frizzled, standing out from her head in all directions. She's dressed in a shapeless, faded print shift. And she seems quite friendly. Why, hello, fellas. Sorry to keep you out there such a while in the rain. You didn't bump into one of our patients. He seems to have escaped a while back. A young man by the name of I've lost my notes here. Leonard Hawkins. Strange fellow. Not a friendly man, I'm afraid. Got out a while ago. But do come in.
I spin my pistol in my hand a couple of times and put it back in my holster and say, sorry, ma'am, can't say that I've seen him.
And I look at the other two and just sort of pull my coat back and show them my pistol.
Leonard.
We ain't seen nobody, have we? Right?
Jesus Christ.
No, we have not seen anybody.
We have not seen anybody. Full stop.
The foyer of the sanatorium is beautifully tiled with a chandelier suspended from the second floor ceiling. Two sweeping staircases wind sinuously up to a second floor in best Federalist style. The walls throughout are decorated with high-set plaster friezes displaying garlands, festoons, and medallions. The high ceilings and broad mantles are similarly ornamented.
I was going to ask, actually, what about the phobia or mania that we were supposed to get due to donation?
That was the one you got. That was the one you got.
Well, what about otherwise?
No, you just lose two points of sanity.
Okay. I'm ashamed.
It takes a bit more than that.
What was your one turn? Because I was kind of too busy focusing on mine and trying to figure out what was happening.
Automatomania, in which I will continue. I will get hooked on a word at some point, and I'm going to use.
I think you should just sort of when you speak. I think just get a bit hooked on, because I think otherwise you won't have it too often. I think maybe as you're doing it,
that'll just sound like a stutter.
Or when someone says something really creepy, like so that woman's talking to you, come follow me, boys, and you're like, follow me, boys.
follow me, boys.
I'm really sorry, fellas. If you want to head, and she points to what would be your right on the map, down on the map. If you want to head into the library, I've got a few chores to do. I'm afraid Dr. Brewer is asleep upstairs. I can't be disturbed, but I might be able to get you some refreshments. Oh, where are my manners? Who are you?
Oh, let me introduce myself. My name is Spencer Randall, and this is my associate.
Spencer. She comes over and places a tiny, freezing cold hand on your chest. You realize that she's actually soaking wet.
You remind me of my son, Robert. Oh, he was such a handsome devil. Married, you know, a doctor as well. Not here. Oh, you remind me of him so much.
And she's like stroking your chest, and probably your gun through the chest.
Really? That's that's fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Have you met Anders?
You remind me of him so much.
Evening, ma'am. Nice place.
And I kind of, like, pull him to where I was standing and move out of the way.
Oh, Mr. Anders, you remind me of my son, Robert. Oh, he's such a handsome fella. I think a doctor. Oh, so handsome. She begins stroking your chest.
Does she have anything in her hands?
Yeah, she does, actually. She's carrying a large set of keys. Sort of modern-looking, sort of Chublock sort of keys.
On the map, it looks a bit like a knife, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, sorry, I'm kind of limited to the figures I can choose.
Yeah.
Huge knockers, though.
And who are you? And who are you, my friend?
She sort of strolls over to Curran's character.
My name is Oz, and this gentleman here is Johnny Huck.
Oh, Oz. My daughter Sally, she married a man named Oz. Not as good looking as you, though. Oh, my, not at all. What a horrible, horrible young man she married.
Oh, did I tell you about my son, Robert? Oh, what a man, what a man.
We're not concerned with your pathetic life, woman. We want to see Aldous Brewer immediately.
And she actually slaps you hard in the face. I will not have language like that from you, Robert. And she turns and begins to run.
Can I make a grab for her and the keys? I'm pretty sure she's a patient.
You certainly can.
Will that be strength, dexterity?
We'll go brawl. With the dex. We'll go with the dex.
Might be more of a brawl move.
Yeah, we could do it as a brawl. That would work.
He's going to brawl the shit out of this woman. This is called 1920s equality.
Damn you, woman, slap!
I roll a hard success.
Okay, are you going for her or are you going for the keys?
The keys.
Okay, I'm going to say that she squirms, trying to hold on to them. We're going to do this as an opposed roll, if that's okay. She gets a 30, also a hard success, but your 29 beats her 30, so you get the keys.
Give me them back, Robert! I've told you before.
And then she kind of goes a bit placid.
Why do you want these keys? These belong to Dr. Brewer.
It's almost as if, like, a mask has dropped across her face.
He's upstairs now, sleeping. I'll go tell him that you're here.
And she sort of tugs as if to pull them out of your hands.
I think I'll be keeping hold of these for the moment, ma'am. Why don't you take us to see the doc?
She kind of, like, hisses at you and then, like, leaps away into the darkness, running up the stairs.
Like a cat. On all fours.
Spence, I got a bad feeling that the patients have taken over the asylum.
Oh, shit. And I pulled my
gun. You
know,
you take me to all the nicest places, Spence.
I will warn you that as she leaves, she takes the light with her, and you see her flickering sort of lantern disappearing up the stairs and onto the next floor, leaving the four of you in total darkness.
Okay, I'll pull out my torch then.
Do you have a torch?
Okay, guys. Okay. So the only people on that, I think, who said they had torches?
So I did, but I'm going to basically, I was like sitting in the inside on the ground typing everything I was seeing. I push my ring typewriters aside, stand up and try and flick on my torch, and it kind of gives one of these kss, 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 and just like the bulb blows, it's shorted out. I just leave it in the ground because it's obviously fucked.
Okay, Curran, Oz, do you have any kind of light source?
You look like my son Robert. It's my mania. Leave me alone. I don't have a light source, so I'm gonna have to stick with somebody who has one.
Okay, Spencer, do you have a torch?
This was my holiday, so.
And he likes it. He gets down in the dark when shit gets real.
I have my cigarette matches though.
Okay, I will adjust your light then. Finn Anders, do you have a torch?
I do indeed have a torch.
Okay, can you make a luck roll to see if it is still working?
Against 70, I roll a 67. Yes. Bare success.
Your torch is working.
This is great. I love this scenario already.
Yeah, I'm having a whale of a time.
I love it. People pay to keep Spencer alive and pay to kill Owen. It's amazing.
They also paid to have Oz go a little bit crazy.
I just use this dude crazy so well.
Okay, the little old lady has disappeared upstairs, the winged staircase disappearing off into the darkness, leaving you in the darkness. She had pointed towards sort of where on the map it's the south. That's probably actually in the scenario, it's towards the south, where even now you can see a warm glow coming from the open door. Otherwise, looking around the room, you can see there are various doors leading off this large sort of lobby.
Okay. I'm going to... Gentlemen, I think following me would probably be a good idea here. And I go up to this door to the left. Upper part of the map.
It leads through into a large dining room. There's a large table at the far end, enough for about 8 chairs. Then there's some smaller circular tables nearby. So I think total there's probably enough room for about 16 chairs. A door leads off this room, presumably into a kitchen. Presumably you're just kind of like looking through the door at this point, because otherwise you're leaving your companions in darkness.
Well, I assume I would follow the light.
Okay. So who runs this madhouse? Never thought I'd say that literally.
Well, at the moment, it looks like the crazy people.
Well, it's supposed to be Aldous Brewer, but it does appear he seems absent. I suggest we do try to find him if he is here.
Where'd that crazy lady gesticulate?
I mean, surely there's a reception or something we can look around. Is there any sort of reception or bell I can ring or something to get?
To the south, a door is partially open, and you can see a warm flickering glow coming from there. Otherwise, the whole sanatorium is in complete darkness.
I'm going to pull my pistol out and just keep it in my right hand with the left hand on the torch, and just put it in my pocket. We've already had one guy come at us with a knife.
You remind me of my son, Robert.
Son Robert.
Right, so down this way. the slight glowing light was down this way. Come on, fellas. If you don't want to get left in the dark, follow me. Is this door open?
Yeah. Okay. Can you give it, as you're walking through across the polished floor, can you just give me a spot hidden check as you approach the door to what seems to be a library?
The four approach the door slowly, sexually. Oh!
For a cop, I am oblivious. I rolled a 95 against 50.
68 versus 60.
Come on, Spencer. Of course, Spencer sees all.
10 fails, 1 success.
Spencer, the other three go ahead and are disappearing through a set of huge, ornate mahogany double doors. When you bend down, you notice something on the floor. Seems to be footprints in blood.
Which way are they headed?
They are headed out of the room you're about to go into.
Do you want to inform us?
I walk slightly faster and
well, let me describe for other people, so then you can interrupt if you want. So the three of you are moving into a large, expensively furnished library. Persian rugs protect the floor, and there are a number of bookshelves, all with full collections of books. They're not so much what you'd find in a sort of a home library, but they're things that you can buy from, say, the Folio Society. So you'd have like an entire Encyclopedia Britannica taking up three shelves, for example.
For our younger listeners, Encyclopedia Britannica was a book before the internet, which was kind of like the internet.
Books. This is what we all did before the
imagine
internet.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, in book form.
In a book. Yes. So you had, so each volume would be a letter. So you'd have A and then B. Depending on how expensive it, you might have like A
instead
through
of search,
Z.
You had an index.
Are we really that old?
Jesus. There's genuinely people who might know what Encyclopedia Britannica is in our stream.
No, you're absolutely right. So, but anyway. On the there's a sort of couch at the far end of the room, and a young sort of quite pretty adolescent is sat reading a large book in front of a roaring fire, by the light of a roaring fire. And even from here, you can see that the disturbing images within are not suitable for a child her age. As you move across the rug, it looks like Dave. Your character, Fernandez, is leading. Can you do me another spot check as the bloody footprints are quite clear beneath you?
For once, I finally see something.
Nice.
I rolled a 24 against a 50.
Okay. The blood staining the lightly coloured rug is still wet, staining the fibres.
Right. Is there anything I can tell about the blood? Is it just like bloody footprints?
Bloody
there's
footprints.
Nothing special about it.
Leading out of another room. Off the library, so there's a set of closed doors, and the bloody footprints are coming out of there. Spencer, this is your opportunity if you want to shout through.
You see the footprints, guys?
Yeah.
Be ready.
Why are we here on holiday again?
My son Robert had footprints like this once.
As soon as you start speaking, the girl looks up and you see black eyes and sort of long dark hair covering her most of her face.
Shh, it's a library, I'm trying to read.
Can I shine my torch right in her face?
She kind of blinks her eyes, and then goes back to looking at her her large illustrated book. If any of you guys have occult history, high educational language, English use,
I have
Cthulhu Missoths.
No.
You're just mad for Cthulhu Missoths.
I have.
I roll an extreme success.
Very nice.
And Curran rolls a natural one.
Owen rolls a 92 and versus 70.
What the fuck, man?
Okay, she is reading an illustrated copy of Dante's Inferno in the original Italian.
Oh, Jesus.
And she's looking at a particularly grim scene of what looks like kind of like tiny fetuses crawling across a burning floor.
Tiny fetuses across... You hear a clicking of a typewriter. Click, 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 click.
Trying to read.
I'm going to approach her quite slowly, and I'm going to say, "Hello, my name is Oz."
Trying to read!
Not very proper of a lady. Now, here, you see this? And I'm going to show her my pocket watch. Do you see this? And I'm going to open it.
She makes a snatch for it. Can you give me an opposed dexterity roll?
That bitch. Let's take a look. Oh, I rolled a 15.
Yeah, you easily keep 30. It out of her grasp. She drops the book to the floor, and you wince as the expensive tone falls kind of like face down. And she makes a jump for the watch.
Oh, that's pretty, pretty watch.
And she leaps for it. Again, with your one, you easily keep it out of her reach.
I'm going to try and hypnotize her. That's sort of my game plan. But I need someone to maybe hold her down or something. So I'm going to say, Finn, Spencer, hold her down. We can use her for information.
I don't know how I feel about touching up a child.
Not like that, you imbecile.
Oh,
simply restrain the young girl.
And he was there. He wasn't there again today. Wish I wish it'd go away.
She's like humming a poem to herself.
I walk around to the back of the chair, grab the scruff of the back of her neck, and pull her back into the chair so she can't stand.
Okay, can you give me a brawl roll, please?
Sure, I can.
Oh. She darts out of your grip and begins to disappear into the foyer. She has to pass Finn and Johnny Huck at this point. If you guys want to make a grab for her, you definitely can.
Stop that girl.
Make a grab.
Snatch her.
You need to beat 17.
She slips. She slips through my fingers.
Do you want to make a grab for this girl?
This is all on Johnny.
No, I don't.
Last night I saw him up on the stairs. The little man who wasn't there.
And she disappears through the door and is gone into the complete darkness, leaving you alone in the warmth of the library.
Gentlemen, can I make a suggestion that we head back to the boat?
Before we do that, can I have a look around the library and see if there's any books of interest that I might like as an occult like enthusiast and researcher?
Yeah, can you give me a library use?
Library use is 50. 11! Hard success! 2 successes versus 12 fails.
It's all coming up.
Yeah! I'm on fire! Okay.
In terms of occult interest, no. You wonder actually if this library is used by the patients just by it's just not very interesting at all. Like maybe he's kind of limiting what they can see. There's nothing really even. They are very expensive though. I mean the Dante's Inferno, which you kind of pick off the floor, is worth $100-$200 alone. You can't even imagine how much the Encyclopedia Britannica costs. There's a fortune in books here.
Okay.
Is there anything small and portable?
There are books.
Yes.
I'll grab a book and just sort of shove it. A book or two and just shove them in my pockets. Surreptitiously.
I'm just going to like start typing out lists of random books.
Did she go towards the direction of the footprints?
So the direction the footprints are going. So they're going from a room to your right. So a room that leads off this room that you've not been in yet, heading back into the foyer. And she disappeared into the foyer.
Gentlemen, okay. we might want to check where these footprints come from. Somebody might need some help. Sort of remembering for a second there that he is supposed to be a cop, serve and protect and all that.
Save.
Okay, guys. Are you going in together or just want to poke your head in?
I'll join them.
I poke my head in the next room.
Okay. This looks like a living room. There's more nice furnishings. You immediately notice that objects have been knocked from the tables. In fact, a table has been knocked over and extending from behind a very comfortable-looking leather couch. You see two white stocking legs, toes turned down, and a pool
it's
of blood.
It's the Wicked Witch of the East.
Hey, good reference.
Okay, I'll go up and I'll examine the body.
Looks like a nurse. She's lying face down in a large pool of congealing blood, which stains the carpet in the area around her head. But the cause of death is not easily evident.
I'm going to sanity check.
Please
because,
do. Yep.
I'm just saying. And I failed. I rolled a 72 versus
23. Okay, can you take 2 points of sanity damage? Let me know when you
obviously
get to
five.
One more.
Oh, yeah, one more.
Right.
Can I?
Gentlemen.
Johnny Huck, can you give me a sanity roll as well?
Yeah, sure.
Gentlemen, I am quite concerned. Are either of you gentlemen armed?
I have two arms.
Gentlemen.
I failed.
Gentlemen.
3 points of sanity damage, which means you've hit five,
correct.
Am I right? Can you make an intelligence check to see? So the way Call of Cthulhu works, if you lose enough sanity in one game day, you get to make an intelligence check. And if you're clever enough to realise how terrible it is, there are consequences. However, if you fail your intelligence check, you can kind of ignore it. Your body, mind doesn't realize how bad this is.
Yes, you understand how fucked up shit is if you succeed.
And just on form, this is the check that you actually pass.
Which means I am fucked.
Which
the only time passing is bad, on passes. 39 versus 50.
Okay, can you give me a d10, please?
I can give you a
d10. You are going to have a bout of madness.
Oh, joy.
Oh, I got a four.
Four.
Okay, paranoia. The investigator suffers severe paranoia. Everyone is out to get you. No one can be trusted. You are being spied on. Someone has betrayed you. And this will last for 6 hours.
Whips out my notebook and start going, they're all against me. They got the boat to leave without me. Then just looking shifty-eyed at everyone, losing my headset at the same time. Just like, they're all against me, they're all in on the joke! Scribbling on my pad furiously.
Okay, does anyone want to examine the body?
I will use my detective powers to kind of investigate.
Okay.
I will assist.
You carefully roll her over, and it's only then that you see the shiny scissor handles protruding from her left eye socket. Finn and Spencer, despite your hardened backgrounds, I now need you to make sanity rolls.
Fail. I fail hard. I roll a 96 against 25.
Is that your intelligence?
No. Now I need to do an intelligence.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You and you only lose one sanity.
Ooh.
Nice.
Big man.
Hardened
each of us
veteran cop.
No, have you passed or failed, Aaron?
I fail.
You need to lose 3 sanity.
Ugh, bully for me.
Does that make a grand total of 5? Yet?
No, that's
actually,
the
no
first
way, it doesn't
sanity
have to be for
lost.
Him because he was on 19.
So for you it's 4, Aaron.
I thought you said 3.
No, sorry. When you reach 4, that's a fifth of your total sanity.
Oh.
So one more sanity and you're going to have consequences.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be the one with
the room is in pitch blackness, and you all are very aware of that. You're now standing in a pool of light, trapped on an island in the middle of a storm, surrounded by the insane. And at that moment, from somewhere in the distance, you hear a record being played. It's Ishtar Jones. The creepy music I see you in my dreams. Which is a hit at the end of 1924.
Hey, I like this song.
It's coming from upstairs.
What doors are there in this room? Is it just the door we came in through?
Just the door you came in through. Although there are windows looking out upon the November storm.
Jesus Christ, guys. Where... This nurse is dead, but where are the rest of the, like, orderlies and doctors and shit? What the fuck's going on here?
Okay.
Really, I have no idea. I think this is all rather preposterous, and we need to find Haldus Brewer as soon as possible.
This is Situation Red. Those of you who have guns, equip them now. And anyone who seems hostile, shoot on sight.
Thanks for listening. If you want to hear the next episode right now, check out our Patreon page, which you can find through our website, howwerollpodcast.com. Before we go, I want to give a huge shout out to battlebards.com, who create affordable music and sound effects which you can use in your tabletop games. So check out battlebards.com. I'd also like to give a shout out to two unnamed fans who gave us ratings on iTunes, and to Alethea Briskin, I hope I got your name right, who also gave us a fantastic iTunes review. Thanks very much. See you next week.